Many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
It will be Greene County Tech's ball to start this second quarter. As the two teams are knotted up at 19 apiece. We're glad you're joining us this evening here on 99.7 The Boot. The Maps Homes girls playing on Class Kits 101.7 against Harbor over at Harrison. We'll give you a score as soon as we get that. Here is Boozer with it. He has this pocket picked as will be a jump ball. It will be Maps Homes ball on the possession arrow. That's going to be Tech's fifth turnover of the evening. And Kason Scott checking back in for Greene County Tech as Banks Boozer takes the seat. So it will be Mount Holmes ball as they will look to get back on top. Again, this game has had six lead changes and two ties. Mount Holmes looking to make it 7 lead changes on this possession. We're 20 seconds into this second quarter as Tate gives to Gilbert for the long three-pointer. It won't go. Rebound knocked around, controlled by Podwoski, and Mount Home will get a fresh 35. Here's Corp with it. He'll give it to Gilbert. Sorry, to Tate on the right side. Up top to Podwoski. Over to McLean on the left. McLean will go dribble to the low block. He's going to go up for the runner. Good. Oh, my gosh, what a tough shot. McLean with his first 2 points. Mount Home's up 21-19. Back the other way. Pulling up for the three is Kason Scott, and he gets it. Kason Scott with his first 3 points. And the Tech's up 22-21. We're just over a minute into the second quarter. 8 lead changes and 2 ties so far in this contest. McLean with it on the right side. He'll give it there to Tate. Up top to Podwoski. Green County Tech in the man-to-man. Ball goes to McLean. He's going to pull up for the three to get the lead back. Misses everything, but Podwoski's there for the offensive rebound. Gives it to Tate in the lane for the layup. Good. Wayne Tate with 6 on the evening. 23-22. 6.5 minutes left to play in this first half. Ball goes on the left side. McLean picks the pocket. Oh, man, he just ran out of real estate. He tried to dribble away, and the ball hit the far sideline. So Tech's going to keep possession and avoid the turnovers. Connor Garrett's going to come back in for the Golden Eagles as he will replace Luke Cansaw. Ball goes over on the right side to Scott. Over on the left now to Jarish. Back over to Scott. Now he'll give her there on the right wing to Morton. Ball goes up top to Harris over on the left side. Now down to Oswalt in the left corner. 10 left on the shot clock. Oswalt's going to dribble into the paint. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McLean. Maps on looking to extend the lead. Right now they're up by 1. Gilbert's going to pull up for the 3 on the left side. A little short. He's able to chase down his own rebound, though. And Maps on will set back up. McLean throws up top to Podwoski. Over to Corp. Down to Tate near the elbow. He's going to drill to the low block. Kicks out to Gilbert on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jarish. Back comes Tech with a chance to get the lead back. About 5.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Ball goes down to Morton on the low block. He will throw it to Oswalt in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. Good. Noah Oswalt in double figures with 12. Our 10th lead change as Tech is up 25-23. 5-12 left to play in the half. And back the other way, Podwoski is going to draw contact. He was tripped up there. 5-10 left to play in the half as I believe they gave that to, Kason Scott. That's his first personal foul. He's foul number 1 here in the second quarter against the Golden Eagles. Morton checks out of the game as Carson McDaniel comes back in for Greene County Tech. It is a 2-point Golden Eagle advantage. Taking a little time to wipe some perspiration off the floor at the moment. A couple of guys went skidding on that foul there. So we're back underway. Here is Tate with it. He'll give it to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to Corp. Now McLean has it. Down to, in the paint to Podlowski. He finds Corp cutting into the lane for the reverse layup. Good! Jackson Corp with 12 points. We've got our third tie of the evening. 25-hour score. 4:48 left to play in the half. Ball goes to Oswald. He's going to dribble into the lane. And he's going to be called for the travel. Sixth turnover for the Golden Eagles. That's really been a key for Mountain Home as they, again, the Tech has six turnovers, and now the Bombers have two. Inbound pass knocked away by Scott, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding it once again. Ryder McLean will tree in the inbound pass, gets into Tate. That's a full court man-to-man for the Golden Eagles. Logos Podlowski now to McLean near the left corner. He gets by his man, goes into the lane for a layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Oswald. Back quickly he comes. He's thought about three, but instead he'll dish it off to Carson McDaniel in the lane for the reverse layup. Good. 7 points on the evening, and all just immediately Mount Tom turns it over as the pass goes out of the reach of the Jackson Corp. That will be Mount Tom's third turnover of the evening. Now Jeff Guillot's talking to the official about something. I'm not sure what. Now the officials get together to further discuss it. I think Guillot's saying that the inbound pass was never touched by anyone, and if that was the case, the Tech would be able to inbound it underneath their own basket, but the official saying was, so that's not the case. Looks like Oswald's going to check out of the game as Morton comes back in. Here's McDaniel with it. Ball goes to Scott over on the right side to Harris. Harris going to dribble into the lane, and he's called for the travel. Yep, just hesitated after he picked up his dribble and moved that pivot foot. 104-05 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing 27-25, looking to either tie or get the lead back. This game has had 10 ties and 10 lead changes and 3 ties. Gilbert with it on the left side, top to Podlowski, over to Tate on the right. He finds Podlowski in the lane for the alley-oop layup. It bounces out, and the rebound is controlled by Jarish. Back come the Golden Eagles. Jarish with it. He's going to dribble to the low block, going in for the layup. It won't go. Offensive rebound for Morton. He puts it back up and in. Landon Morton with 4 points on the evening. And it's a two-possession lead for Tech now. 29-25. 3.5 minutes. Let's play in the opening quarter. Here's McLean with it. Throws it to Tate. Over to Corp in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three. Good! Jackson Corp with 15 points. And looks like a timeout's going to be called. Noah, take that back. It's a technical foul. I'm guessing Jackson Corp must have said something after he hit that three and that the officials didn't like. So they're going to give that to Jackson Corp. So that's going to be a technical foul, and that's also going to be his second personal foul, team foul number one, against the Bombers here in the second quarter. So it will be Carson McDaniel shooting his first free throws of the night, and then after that, Tech will inbound the ball on the far sideline. First free throw will not go for McDaniel. He has one more to shoot. Second shot is up. Good. He gets 1 of 2. He now has 6 on the night. 30-28, Tech leading it, and they will keep possession. They'll inbound on the far sideline. Corp's going to sit down after getting that technical foul. He'll be replaced by Ethan Rosa, a 5'10 senior for the Bombers. Luke Cancilla checking back in for Green County Tech as he'll replace Connor Jarish. Inbound pass goes to Harris. He'll throw it to Morton on the right side. Up top it goes to McDaniel. Over on the right side to Scott. Now up top to Harris. Over on the left to McDaniel. Ball goes over the right side to Cancilla. His pass was knocked away, but it's going to be a kickball called on Red Gilbert. So Tech will inbound it on the baseline with 3:01 left to play in the first half. The shot clock will stay at 18 seconds. If it was under 15, they'd reset it to 15. Inbound pass goes to Scott. Now he will give it to Cantor. Now to Harris. His three-pointer is up. No good. Off rebounds knocked around and controlled by Morton. He'll throw it out to Scott for the three-pointer. Good. Cason Scott with six on the evening. It's a five-point lead for Tech. 33-28 is our score. 2:38 left to play in the half. Back the other way. Gilbert's going to put up the three in the left corner. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McDaniel. 15 rebounds for Tech. Mountain Home so far with eight. Ball goes down to Morton on the low block. Out to McDaniel. He loses the handle. The ball from Mumba gets it back. Now he'll give it to Harris on the left wing. Back up top to McDaniel. Over on the right side goes to Cantilla. Cantilla's going to dribble into the lane. Throws it to Scott in the left corner. His three-pointer rolls around and falls in. Cason Scott with 9 points all from behind the arc. And with it being a three-possession lead, man. Looks like a foul's going to be called after the shot. I believe they see who they gave that to. They're going to give that to Landon Morton. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Golden Eagles here in the second quarter. So I guess just a little got a little aggressive after that basket was made. So 2:11 left to play in the half. It will be Mountain Home inbounding it, trailing by 8, 36-28 our score. McLean will inbound it to Gilbert. Full court man for Green County Tech. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Takes the screen. Now throws up top to McLean. McLean's going to drill into the lane going in for the leaner. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by, well, saved by McDaniel for a moment, but the ball was stripped away. And Mountain Home's going to get possession. That's their ninth rebound. And now a stop to play, officials timeout. I think someone, I guess, okay, McDaniel's got some blood on his jersey. He's going to have to come out of the game. And so it's going to be Landon Morton checking back in for the Golden Eagles. 1:42 left to play in the half. That's home the trailing. It's 36-28. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Now Morton takes the seed. I don't know what the deal was there, but it's going to be Goodman checking in. Boston Goodman coming in. And so McLean will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets it in the backcourt to Gilbert. Across the timeline goes to Rosa. By the way, for Mountain Home, Baylor Tate checked in a moment ago. Ball thrown to McLean. He just goes off his fingertips and out of bounds. That will be Mountain Home's fourth turnover of the evening. Carson McDaniel's going to come back in for the Golden Eagles. Looks like he's got that blood cleared off his jersey as Boston Goodman takes the lead. 1:34 left to play in the half. Harris walks the ball into the front court. He will throw it over on the right side to Cantilla. Now the ball goes to McDaniel. Down in the left corner to Oswalt. Now Cantilla's going to go into the lane. His shot won't go, but he'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:16 left to play in the half. Dwayne Tate picks up his first personal foul, second team foul against the Bombers here in the second quarter. So Luke Cantilla at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. He gets both free throws. It's going to be a double-digit lead all of a sudden for Tech. First shot is up and in. Tech's kind of pulled away in the last few minutes. Mount Home on a little bit of a drought. Now it looks like Cantilla might have some blood. And so see if they can just wipe it off real quick, because he has one more free throw to shoot, or if they may make someone else shoot instead of him. Now, let's see. Podwoski looks like he might have some. He must have some blood too, or I don't know. All right, just take a seat. So Ethan, Pavlovsky's going to check out as Ethan Rosa comes back in. So Cancelo does get the blood clean. So he's going to shoot one more. Now we get lined back up as Cancelo will shoot his second free throw. Second shot is up. Good. He gets both. And there's a 10-point lead for Greene County Tech. 38-28 our score. Now Baylor Tate's going to check out of the game and see who's replaced him. It was Jackson Corp. So here's Blaine Tate coming back the other way for the Bombers. Over a minute left to play in this half. And playing with on the left side. He's going to drill to the elbow. Goes over to Gilbert on the right side. Down to McLean in the corner. Less than a minute left. Ball goes to court down on the low block. He's going to put up the layup. No good, but he'll draw contact. And he'll head to the free throw line with 54.8 left to play in the half. Jackson Corp going back to the line where so far he's 1-for-3 with 15 points. First free throw is up. No good. One more to shoot. Looks like they gave the foul to Carson McDaniel. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against Tech here in the second quarter. Corp does get the second free throw. He now has 16. It's down to a 9-point margin. 38-29 is our score. Down in the paint, ball goes to McDaniel. He will throw it out to Scott in the left corner. His three-pointer bounces around. Will not go. Rosa gets the rebound. He throws it out to Corp, who mishandles the ball, but he's able to save it from going out of bounds. About a 5-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Playing with it up top. He drills to the left side, has the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Golden Eagles. It will be Mount Holmes' ball with 23 seconds left to play and the half 17 left to shoot. McLean will inbound the ball. Gets to Rosa at the elbow. He has the ball knocked away and stolen by Oswald. Back quickly come the Golden Eagles. Ball goes over on the left side to Cancilla. Shot clock is off, so they can hold for the last shot of the half. Oswald almost has pocket pick, but he's able to go to the top, pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is knocked to Harris. He puts up the shot to beat the buzzer. It won't go, and we've come to the end of the first half. Well, if it wasn't for that second free throw, Jackson Corp, it would be a double-digit lead for Greene County Tech as the two teams go on to the locker room. But it will be Mount's home trailing Greene County Tech 38-29. We'll come back in a moment and start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
You've worked too hard to worry about your home's heating and cooling. Let Central Heating and Cooling, your trusted expert since 1965, help keep your home cozy and stress-free. With our planned maintenance plan, you'll receive 2 yearly inspections to ensure your system is ready for any weather. And with priority service from our 24/7 NATE certified technicians, you can rest easy knowing we're here for you. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Call 870-425-4717 today and enjoy peace of mind with expert care.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
We welcome you into the Central Heating Cooling Halftime Show here on 99.7 The Boot. It is right now Greene County Tech leading.